Johnny Mathis, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a track star in San Francisco.
That's cool. But that's just generally, records don't last that long.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Johnny's records have. Excuse me. But no, a track record would not you know, last. I mean, that's got to be, what, 50 years since?
Well, yeah. I mean, several religious leaders in the church backed it up, said, hey, yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Add to my, boy, I gotta get out the old Trivial Pursuit game out of the attic, if I had an attic, and do that one again. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Gil Gross. Good to have you with me. 3 o'clock hour, we will do presidential politics. We'll catch up with ABC's Vic Ratner, who's traveling with the McCain campaign. Got a lot of interesting stuff to share with you on that, including an absolutely fascinating question that I'll tell you the whole story at 3 o'clock, that a listener called up to listener services here, got Pam on the phone. She ended up getting me. I had to do some research. And I'll do that at 3 o'clock, but it's really interesting. Anyway, I promise you, this is really interesting. We've got something on the ballot. I know we do these propositions and things and people go, you know, I can barely pay attention to the race for the White House. But here's a deal that authorizes nearly $10 billion. I mean, for the sake of $9.95 billion, let's call it 10. You know, it's like $2.99 at the gas station is $3 for all intents and purposes. This is, for all intents and purposes, $10 billion. This is Proposition 1A, and this is the high-speed train that would run between here and Los Angeles, eventually supposedly to be connected up to Sacramento and eventually down to San Diego. So, good idea, bad idea. Jim Lazarus is on the KGO live line with me from the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce. Jim, welcome to KGO. How are you?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous day. Gorgeous day. And I drove over to work over the Golden Gate Bridge this morning on one of those. If you had somebody from out of town in the car, they'd wonder if there was anything on the other end of the bridge, fogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
I love those. I just will always love those. A lot of people are in the fog about 1A. So let's talk about this. I will give you some background. When I came to KGO, I had been working at the Los Angeles Bureau for ABC News. And so even whether it was just coming up here to fill in and, you know, in the months of moving and all that, made this trip dozens of times between San Francisco and Los Angeles all the time. So I am well aware of the tragic lack of transportation alternatives. You fly or I-5, or if you know somebody in Santa Barbara you have dinner with, you do, you know, the 101. But other than that, that's it. That's the only ways you can do this thing. Why a high-speed train, though?
Well, it's been proven technology throughout the world. The United States is the only kind of first-world country that doesn't have this type of technology. Japan put it in 1964. It can move thousands of people an hour safely, environmentally, soundly, in 2.5 to 3 hours from the Bay Area to L.A. and Orange County.
There was a bus service I was using for a while, because I was doing this so often, I had to save money. It was called Megabus. Great deal. The average ticket was $7. Made one stop in San Jose. So it wasn't 2.5 hours or 3 hours, but you could do it in 5.5 hours. They went out of business here. There weren't enough people making that trip, even at $7, to make it worthwhile for them. They're doing well in the East. They're doing well in the Midwest. They're totally gone from here, and I used to do that run, and there'd be 4 or 5 other people on the bus. So what makes us think that there's that much of a that many customers for high-speed rail?
Because by the time this is put in place in 6 to 8 to 10 years from now, when the system is built out, the state will be approaching 50 million people. Airports are already jammed. This is the only project that is environmentally more sound than doing nothing, because doing nothing to move those people means expanding freeways, filling in the bay for airport runways, expanding gates to move that amount of people. We're not going to do it. This is the most economically and environmentally sound way over the next decade to prepare for that type of growth.
When I would talk to people over a cup of coffee in Kettleman City or, you know, any of the other drive stops on I-5 about why they were making this run, other than truck drivers, they would all tell me the same thing. Yeah, I could find some other way to get to Los Angeles other than taking my car. The problem is, since Los Angeles is an almost zero mass transit city. They've got a little subway line, a little light rail that mostly only runs Monday through Friday in rush hour, and that's pretty much it, and not even that long in the rush hour, and a terrible bus system. They say, once I get down there, I'd have to rent a car anyhow, so I drive down.
That's from the airport, but not necessarily from downtown Los Angeles. If you're flying to L.A., you're kind of stuck, but from San Francisco to LAX.
No, but these are people who say, once I get to Los Angeles and I have to spend time there, I'm going to need to rent a car because you can't get anywhere there.
It depends on what your business purpose or social purpose is for going. If you're going to Disneyland, you'll be able to take the train right to Anaheim. But if you're going to downtown L.A., that's Union Station right there, which now has a fairly robust transit infrastructure and more on the way. They've finally woken up. I mean, we were way ahead in the Bay Area with BART.
Yeah, we are way ahead of them.
And other regional, Caltrain and others. But they're catching up. And over the next decade, their transit system's going to look a lot different.
Let's just talk about money here. $9.95 billion for all intents and purposes, $10 billion. I know people on the other side are saying it's going to be closer to $20 billion because of the interest payment that you'd be paying over the next 30 years and all of that. Be that as it may, in our present situation, we just had big budget problems. Now we've got more. The governor is asking for $2 billion to be collected in sales taxes, plus another $2 billion to be slashed from schools to get $4 billion for the budget shortfall. And some people are talking about the budget shortfall on top of what we had before that was made up with glue, of getting up to $10 billion. Where does the money to pay the interest on these bonds, where does this come from?
Two things. $1 billion of this bond can be spent in the next couple of years for needed transit projects that have been identified all over the state. The bulk of it, $8.5 billion, won't be spent until the federal matching money, which is beginning to show up. $1.5 billion was appropriated in the Amtrak authorization bill just last month in the Congress. And private investors who, like in Europe and Asia, are now running these trains under contracts to the government. So if that money doesn't come, the bonds, the vast majority of these bonds, mm-hmm. won't be sold. If the money does come in that partnership, then you're guaranteed this train will go from San Francisco to L.A. to Anaheim and make money to underwrite the expansion of the system.
Will it make money? I'm seeing that they're saying that this is going to be like a $50 fare. Right now in Northeast Corridor, the only part of Amtrak that actually makes money, the run from Boston, New York, Washington. New York and Washington, which is relatively high speed, not like as high speed as this would be, but the ticket's $125.
This corridor will carry more people because of the high-speed train having greater turnaround times and will be less. Your airline tickets now, go on United Airlines or Southwest and find out what a flight is, $75 to $150, depending on what kind of ticket you buy. So this is going to be competitive with airline prices and yet get you fog or no fog downtown to downtown in 2.5 hours.
One last thing, a number of people using it. One of the things they have going for them in the Northeast is there's all these cities. I talk about a New York to Washington run, but there's huge. Philadelphia is in there. Wilmington, all of central New Jersey. I mean, it's a crowded metropolitan area. Between here and Los Angeles, there's not wanting to knock the Greater Calanga Metroplex, but...
Well,
there's just not a lot of people.
There's two things. The primary purpose is long distance. This is a long distance train. San Francisco, San Jose, Fresno, Bakersfield, LA, Anaheim, San Diego, basically, and then with the spurs to Riverside up to Sacramento. Number one, there will be local service. The biggest support around the state for this is in the southern Central Valley, in the San Joaquin Valley, Bakersfield, Fresno area.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have much air service. What they have is expensive. They're tied up in 99 and I-5 traffic. There's going to be transit-centered development in those communities that'll benefit from this train.
All right, last question. If this takes cars off I-5, do you realize what this is going to do to Pea Soup Anderson's?
Yeah. Well, maybe I can get a food concession on the train.
Well, there you go. There you go. Nothing goes together like high-speed rail and pea soup, let me tell you. All right. We'll get the other side of this, too, and then it's off to the races with phone calls. Jim Lazarus, I thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Jim Lazarus. $10 billion. This is a very, very, very important proposition. You could never intend to get on a train the rest of your life, one way or another. This is... This is your money. Let's talk about this. We'll get the other side, and then we'll go right to the phones on KGO.
Rest easy with huge savings at Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
What's the real cost of your mortgage? Add it up. I'm Wesley Hogan, president of Lenox Financial. Ask yourself, how many times you refinanced in the last 7 years? How many times you paid points and closing costs? It may look like you're saving money, but in reality, you're just adding to your loan balance. If you're paying points and closing costs, you're paying too much. Lenox will make you a loan at the lowest available rate, and that's all you're going to pay. And if rates go down, we're going to refinance you again with no closing costs. You can't lose on this. If you're tired of worrying about your mortgage, call us today at 888-945-4105, and you'll never have to worry about it again. Hey, it's tough out there, and we know it. Protect your home with a mortgage you can live with. Call Lenox, your no-cost, no-point lender, at 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. That's 888-945-4105. Or visit us online at Lenox, L-E-N-O-X, homeloans.com. We make mortgages you can live with. That's 888-945-4105.
Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed by the Department of Corporation, CRMLA.
Hi, I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving systems with over 30,000 satisfied customers. I'd like to tell you about a special offer that will allow you to beautify and enjoy your outdoor living areas today with no money down and no interest or payments till September 2009. For about the cost of stamped concrete, System Pavers will hand install your new custom interlocking paving stone driveway, walkway, or patio to match the unique style of your home, and we'll give you a lifetime product guarantee. It's easy to get your project started with our free no down payment financing offer through GE Money. In fact, over 90% of our customers get approved. Enjoy your new outdoor living space today without paying a dime till September 2009. Visit systempavers.com. or call us now at 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002.
You've seen the TV ads. Billionaire Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens has spent $19 million on Proposition 10 to convince you to pay for his special gas projects. But Proposition 10 will cost taxpayers $10 billion and do nothing to clean our air. I'm Mary Nichols, chair of the California Air Resources Board. The Sierra Club and every major environmental group is against Prop 10. Read the fine print. Prop 10 subsidizes fossil fuels that could actually increase global warming emissions. Prop 10 diverts billions from our schools and public safety. And the San Francisco Chronicle calls Prop 10 a boondoggle. We all want clean energy, but Prop 10 won't help. We just can't afford another phony energy plan. Please vote no on Prop 10.
Paid for by No on Proposition 10, Californians Against the $10 Billion Lemon. Sponsored by the Consumer Federation of California. Major funding by the California School Employees Association.
For just a buck, you can try the spicy chicken crisp sandwich on the BK Value menu. You know, for just a buck, you can be the spicy chicken crisp sandwich. But never mind, it's only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Let's get the other side of this, and then it's going to be off to the races or down to L.A. at 200 miles an hour with you on the phone. But let's talk to David Schoenbrunn, who is with transdef.org. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. I take it since you're on the other side, you disagree with everything you just heard.
No, interestingly, it's a lot more complex story than that. I'm on the environmental side of this, and so we very much agree with the chamber that high-speed rail is essential to California's future. The problem here is that we totally distrust the California High-Speed Rail Authority.
Why?
They've made a whole series of bad decisions, including the decision on routing the train south of Gilroy over the mountains, the Pacheco Pass, to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And my organization, along with others, is suing the High Speed Rail Authority, challenging its environmental
impact. You wanted to go through Altamont or what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? Okay, and why does that make an environmental difference?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. First of all, the Altamont has about a million more people that could potentially use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a much better use of state funds. There's nobody on along the Pacheco alignment. The second thing is that there's a bunch of landowners that are buying up cheap land in that area near Los Banos, and they want to build new towns, including one that was just approved by the county of Merced, called the Villages of San Luis of Laguna San Luis. So we think that the High-Speed Rail Authority has essentially been the handmaiden of developers and selecting its route based on what will most benefit specific developers.
But if you did along Altamont, wouldn't there be development that way too?
Yeah, but that would be appropriate. That's not a major ecological preserve, which the high-speed rail through the Pacheco would go right in the middle of.
See, my thing, I would have loved to have had that train. I rode that bus that no longer exists. I've done the planes. I've done the I-5 drive, and I would have loved when I was doing this all the time to have had this thing. I just keep thinking
that. And I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, but
the problem here is the people who are running the High-Speed Rail Authority are responsible for the BART to San Francisco Airport extension and the Santa Clara County Valley Transit Authority's light rail system, which has been judged the worst performing light rail in the country. And so our point is we don't want these people running a $10 or $45 billion project. They're not competent to do it, and we don't trust them either.
I've got another problem, which is as much as I would have loved to have had this, if I'm going to spend a $10 billion bond issue, and I still have doubts, by the way, whether we can afford that. California right now is paying $6.7 billion annually in principal and interest on bonds we already have sent out there. Considering our present financial condition, I don't see how we add to that right now. I just don't get the finances here. But
we agree with you. We think that the state legislature needs to finally get it together and eliminate the structural deficit. As you probably know, the governor eliminated the uptick in the vehicle license fee when he came in. He created part of that structural deficit.
All right. Also true. But getting back to the high-speed rail.
Yes.
As much as I would have liked it, and you would like it if it had the different alignment.
Different alignment and different management.
And different management, and maybe at another time when we're not in this budget mess.
Yes.
I keep thinking that if we're really talking about the environment and really talking about mass transit and really serious about this, where the money should be spent, frankly, is on better mass transit in our major cities, that the density of population is such that we're far more likely to get some bang for the buck environmentally and every other way if we expand mass transit in the major cities of California, then running this thing, frankly, mostly, you know, through the middle of nowhere.
Speaking as a transit activist, that's what my organization is all about. I'm of the belief that we have to do it all, that this is a time when we need to change the whole thrust of transportation planning. That's why we've been involved with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and trying to get them to change away from their focus on highways. And unfortunately, the Bay Area is still thinking highway when it really needs to be putting its focus completely on transit and realizing that where our money goes in transportation, it needs to support what's known as transit-oriented development. I'm at the Railvolution Conference right now at the Hyatt Regency, which is all about this issue of transit-oriented development. And so if people live in a more urban environment where they can walk to stores, where they can hop on transit, where there's parks nearby, et cetera, they're going to greatly reduce their carbon footprint. So we need a profound change in how we develop, in how we travel. And so high-speed rail would be very helpful in focusing the downtowns of the Central Valley as where the growth goes.
As kind of transit hubs. Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. But then high-speed doesn't make quite as much difference because what you need is a good local line that then takes them to, like, a high-speed express line or something like that.
Well, I'm agreeing with you, and that's why
our
focus on building highways everywhere no longer makes any sense in an era of climate change.
All right. David, I thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Gil.
David Schoenbrunn from transdef.org. So there you have it. You've heard the sides of this. My thing, basically, is I would have loved it. It'd be great. It would be a thrill. Again, California is currently paying $6.7 billion a year in principal and interest on the bonds we already passed. I don't see, I understand what Mr. Lazarus was saying about the money coming in eventually and all of that. I don't see this now. I just don't see adding this in to the amount of money that we will spend years down for stuff we already have. It's just, I think we got to pay stuff down. I mean, look at where we are. We have this huge budget cut, and now they're looking for another $4 billion immediately, maybe six above that. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. But we'll go to the phones and find out what you think. 808-0810, 808-0810, Gil Gross, KAGO.
Jennifer and I got married right after we finished college. We were young and crazy in love. Even back then, we had something special, a passion for life and each other. She says we're soulmates. Must be because the fire's still there. That's why I bought her a Hearts on Fire diamond for our 30th anniversary. Bigger, more dazzling, it sparkles with the intensity of our relationship today.
30 years is a long time, but she'll say it's worth the wait when you give her a Hearts on Fire diamond from Shreve and Company Jewelers. It truly is a one-of-a-kind diamond. Every Hearts on Fire diamond is cut and polished at 100 times magnification to guarantee a lifetime of intensity. One look and you'll see the difference. Hearts on Fire, the world's most perfectly cut diamond. Choose hers today at Shreve and Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center of Palo Alto.
Do you still have low pressure and rusty brown water coming out of the sinks and showers at your house? Copper repiping will make a noticeable and dramatic difference throughout your home. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe. Our guys, not subcontractors or outsourced people, have been copper repiping and only copper repiping for nearly three decades. We've got repiping down to a science. Floors and work areas are covered. We show up on time and with great attitudes. What a concept! AmeriServe makes copper repiping a hassle-free experience. Imagine, no more leaking pipes, instead, great pressure at every fixture. And now, with your good credit, don't pay a dime until next year. Call now to get the 20% KGO discount at 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. And visit us at theameriserve.com.
Being audited? Know your rights. Federal and state audits continue to increase in number, intensity, and intrusiveness. The government wants your money, and they examine your lifestyle, bank accounts, industry averages, physical inspections, and other things to see if they believe you reported all of your income on your tax return. Exercise your rights. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz, and I have over 35 years of tax experience representing clients with audits. Getting tax representation as soon as you know you're being audited can be crucial. Our law firm represents businesses and individuals with sensitive and complex cases, whether federal, state, personal, corporate, payroll, civil or criminal, filing old bag tax returns, tax advice, and any other tax matter. We know what to do and how to do it. Because a tax situation affects your life, business, and family, you need experienced and practical legal representation. Call me personally for a free attorney-client privilege consultation at 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's 1-888-TAXDEAL. 1-888-TAX-DEAL.
There's going to be a high-speed course to your calls in just a moment, but first,
wow.
Here's... Yeah, you know...
Didn't know that.
Well, I could do a little more work on the segues, I think. Here's Rosie Allen with the news.
Thank you, Gil. This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The Treasury Department is confirming this afternoon that it has made the first purchases of bank stock, totaling $125 billion from nine institutions. A police action around the Bayfair BART station is not affecting service. Officers say they are searching for a second suspect involved in the armed robbery of the credit union inside the Lucky Store, which is near the station in San Leandro. One suspect is in custody. Police say they recovered a handgun and a rifle at the scene. Singer Johnny Mathis was among the hundreds of mourners who said goodbye to Bay Area musician Merle Saunders today. Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who seems to be recovered from his minor brain surgery, spoke at the services for Saunders, who died on Friday at the age of 74. And it was an up and down day for the markets. Let's check your money with the Wall Street Journal's Bruce Vail.
Wall Street saw another volatile trading session today. Stocks swung back and forth in the final hour, and at the close, the major indexes were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 74 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 7 points, and the S&P 500 lost 10. The Federal Reserve Board cut a key lending rate by a half percentage point to 1%, a four-year low, and the Fed hinted more rate cuts are a possibility. Shares of Williams-Sonoma fell more than 23% today, down $2.49 to $8.01. The San Francisco home furnishings retailer cut its earnings outlook for the rest of the year as it is seeing demand for its home goods decline. Williams-Sonoma operates the namesake stores along with the Pottery Barn chain. I'm Bruce Vail at the Wall Street Journal for KGO Radio News.
232 on KGO Traffic. Here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
Crash in Hayward, northbound 880 before 92. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up to Tennyson. South San Jose, there's a stall. South 101 at Coyote Creek Golf Drive, a pickup truck partially blocking the left lane. And then in Stockton, the right lane is still closed on the connector ramp from westbound 4 to southbound 5 for the removal of an overturned big rig off the roadway. Traffic getting by in the left lane. Now is the time to take advantage of extraordinary offers on all Land Rover models, the Land Rover 60th Anniversary Sales Event. Visit BayArea.LandRover.com today. And with the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area, mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s at the ocean, 65 to 70 in San Francisco, low 80s in the warmest inland locations. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Rosie. Okay. Proposition 1A, Supertrain, $9.95 billion bond to build this thing. Let's see what you think. 808-0810. We start with Roger in San Francisco. Roger, welcome to KGO.
Thank you, Gil. You know, this is the first time in my life I ever argued for something. I may not be around to see it. I really feel so strongly for it. I have traveled so much in Europe, and I've been on so many high-speed rail trains. I even had a chance coming back from Lyon one time. I asked the conductor if I could go up to the front and actually be with the engineer. He never heard a request like that.
Really?
Yeah, he asked the engineer. He said, well, he's welcome if he can find somebody who can translate. So there's a young French kid on the train who could speak English. So we both went up. So I had a chance to sit right in front of a high-speed train. It was just marvelous. There's just one engineer up there, and he has a dead man switch that if anything incapacitated him, the train would stop. But it was just so wild, going 200 miles an hour in a train on land. It's just marvelous.
It's totally cool. My argument against this isn't that it isn't cool or wonderful. Of course, Europe, again, has that density where those trains just serve a lot of people. My problem with this right now is I don't think the state can afford it. I'm not arguing it wouldn't have been great. I would have loved it when I was making that Oakland to Burbank run all the time, or driving down I-5 and then back up I-5, or doing the megabus. I would have loved this thing, and it's ridiculous. We don't have the train takes something insane like 11 hours to make that run right now.
Oh, I was on the Acela, and I went from Washington up to Philadelphia on it, and it's a very nice train. It's a high-speed train of sorts, but the problem there was their tracks weren't set up for high-speed trains, so they had to slow down on curves, and it was just it got you where you wanted to go, but it was not as fast as a high-speed train. The one we would put in this state would be truly high-speed because there is just no there'd be nothing that would deter it. They would lay new rail. It'd be great.
I think it's great. I just remember being on that bus. And, yeah, I know it's a bus, and only young people and poor people supposedly ride buses. $7 to make that run, one stop in San Jose. They couldn't make a go of it. Rick in Palo Alto. Rick, welcome to KGO.
Gil, I'm so glad you're on KGO. I wanted to welcome you to San Francisco.
Thank you.
Today I want to strangle you.
Well, now I'll know how Bart feels when Homer comes home.
Well, no,
go ahead and strangle.
But seriously, you know, we have Bart, and Bart is like, you know, trying to empty the ocean with a teaspoon. There ought to be subways. I mean, you know, there should be so much more than BART. There ought to be a monorail on 101 from San Jose to San Francisco.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you in the metropolitan areas we need, and that's where I think the money should be spent.
But the reason that we don't have BART to ring the Bay Area is because of a lack of vision in the South Bay. And not having this rail go to Los Angeles is a lack of vision. whether we like it or not, the population of this state is just going to increase and increase and increase, and this is going to make it so that people can live along that rail and we can still have our farmland. We will have the money. We'll find it. You always find the money.
Let me go back to what you just said before you strangle me.
Okay.
And we'll still have our farmland. Uh-huh. Let's say this thing works the way they hope it will work. If it works the way they hope it will work, then more development. Well, if it's successful and it attracts riders, there will be more development along the line. If there's more development along the line, what will happen to the farmland in the Central Valley is what happened to the farmland where they grew potatoes and stuff, you know, going cross-country in New York on Long Island, which is there's nothing but houses there now.
Sooner or later, that's going to happen, but we have time to plan intelligent growth, especially when we see now, I mean, you know, 25, 30 years ago, or I'm 56, you know, when I was a kid, you know, people couldn't envision, you know, housing stretching out that way.
Yeah.
We can build it differently now and more intelligently, but we have to have vision. The future's coming on us whether we want it to or not.
Rick, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for deciding to defer my strangling. We'll take more of your calls just ahead on KGO.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Wallet.
Now, are we at the gas station? Ow!
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling these gas prices, too.
I'm the wallet down here. Head to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
Why?
Proper vehicle maintenance. A new air filter can save 41 cents a gallon. Correct tire inflation up to 12 cents a gallon.
Wow, that sure adds up.
Fat wallets are very in right now.
Ask for the Works Fuel Saver Package at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer and get fuel saving details at genuineservice.com.
Here's another Vanguard simple truth. Start early, stay the course. Instead of timing markets and chasing trends, we recommend a slow and steady investment approach. When combined with Vanguard's costs at 1/6 the industry average, that can mean the more wealth you build, the more you'll likely keep. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Honey, where should I put the tombstones?
Ooh, the front yard.
And the cauldron?
Front porch. We're having some of the neighbors over for our annual Halloween bash.
No, you mean all our neighbors.
Well, the more the merrier. What started a few years ago as a little party has grown into a big Halloween event. But I don't sweat it. Not since I got smart and started going to Smart and Final. Not only do you save time, you save money. With their low warehouse prices on everything we'll need. Like shrimp, chicken wings, pizza, and lasagna. And you can't beat the selection of beverages and candy.
I've never seen so much candy in one place.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, hey, honey, did you remember the bats?
They're in the trees, dear.
Excellent.
Getting ready for Halloween? Smart and Final's got you covered. Now through November 4th, get Smart Advantage savings on First Rate Chicken Party Wings. 4 pounds, just $6.99. Family-sized Stouffer's Lasagna, only $10.99. Coors, Miller, or Tecate Beer, 30-pack, just $17.99, plus CRV Limit 4. Only at Smart and Final.
I'm Greg Jarrett, a championship 27-hole golf course, home sites with a view of the sea for under $40,000. Building costs at a fraction of what you'd pay in California. Where? Mexico, said to be the number one nation in the world to retire. El Dorado Ranch is on the Sea of Cortez, only 2 hours south of the California border. Custom homes by American builders and developers with a guarantee, warranty, and title insurance. El Dorado Ranch, an eco-friendly gated community with 24/7 roving security and on-site medical facility. Fishing, swimming, white sand beaches for miles, tennis, pools, construction financing available. Gary and Cindy Gilbert from the Bay Area have a vacation home that will become their retirement home. Recently, when I was in El Dorado Ranch, Cindy told me friends are always asking her,
are you afraid? Are you frightened? Or no, this is safer than home.
Some people live on as little as $1,500 a month with a housekeeper. For a free informational dinner seminar, call 800-211-7400 or visit MyBajaRanch.com. 800-211-7400 or MyBajaRanch.com. Go for a weekend. You might return for a lifetime.
KGO News Talk KJ.
Welcome to Super Train. Anybody remember that TV show? It was a show that Fred Silverman thought would save NBC back in the 70s. It was like The Love Boat, but on a train. Does it sound like must-see TV? Yeah, you're right, it wasn't. Back to your calls. Mike in Vacaville. Mike, welcome to KGO.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My view on this train is that it's just so much more pie in the sky. They're saying $10 billion. by the time it's all said and done, it'll be $100 billion. The first guest that you had in support of it talked about all the infrastructure that would have to be built in Bakersfield and Fresno and all the other towns.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that money going to come from? That infrastructure is not there now.
Well, what he's saying is they would actually spend about $1 billion, and at that point, private investors would have to come in for the rest of the project. If they don't, then the rest of the bond just wouldn't be put out there.
So if the rest of the bond is not put out there because private investors don't come forward,
then it doesn't get built, and that's the end of it.
Less ridership and less chance that it'll be profitable.
No, it just won't get built. If private investors don't get in, the total cost is not 9.95. That's this bond issue. The total cost of this sucker is more likely, or not more likely, is, I mean, by their admission too, is probably going to be about $40 billion before it's done. But the rest of the money, they're saying, would come from private investors, not from this bond issue.
Once they start doing environmental impact studies, and then there's cost overruns, and then the seismic studies, and all this other stuff that they don't really take into account initially, it'll be $100 billion.
Yeah, I mean, people on the other side are saying it's going to be more like $80 billion before it's all done, and they say at that cost, private investors won't come in. I just still question whether there's enough population density. I still think where this money needs to be, and I'm all for spending mass transit, I think it needs to be put around the cities where you're serving a lot of people who will pay fares, and that will get cars off the road. I mean, frankly, 101 gets pretty crowded. I mean, you can sit on that thing in afternoon rush hour between here and San Jose until the cows come home, and or until it's time for you to go back to work the next morning. I mean, frankly, the 5 is not all that bad for the most part. Joan and Willits, welcome to KJO.
Oh, thank you. You know, the taxpayers in Northern California, Marin, Sonoma, Mendocino, Humboldt counties, basically paid for the North Coast Railroad, but it needs repair before it's in operation. And so we have been funding through taxes our own railroad that we want to get going, and I don't think anybody from L.A. or San Diego has offered a penny of tax dollars to help us. So tax-wise, I can't see why anybody in Northern California would vote for this bond issue for the rail line between the Bay Area and Los Angeles.
Having lived down there for a few years, I can tell you that the feeling in Los Angeles about Humboldt County is two things. One, they appreciate the fact that your name was used in a Fire Sign Theater album. And secondly, it's a lovely place to go for a drive and a long weekend. And
right.
That's about the end of how often they think about you.
And you know how it is living on a U.S. Highway 101 where there is no railroad service and we have lumber trucks, service trucks, everything, after the other. And nobody seems interested in helping this area.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's not like you've got a choice like we're talking about here. Well, I could take the plane, but that's kind of a bother. Or I could, I hear you loud and clear. Charlie in Danville, what do you think?
I think it's an excellent idea, well ahead of its time. Let me backtrack.
Yeah.
The gentleman you had on before, David, he's brilliant, ahead of his time. But I also agree with him that it's got to be done in conjunction with what's being done in the city, San Francisco, and the Bay Area, and L.A., and that's got to come first. And and building this without a doubt, I've traveled a lot, building this going from San Francisco down to L.A. is a beautiful idea. But if the state of California gets involved, again, we're going to have problems. I think the money issue is big, and quite frankly, I'm going to vote no.
All right. I can see this taking business away from the airlines, and I guess that would be okay. I would rather sit on a train, frankly, when I used to live in the East Coast and go from New York to Washington all the time, always use the train. But I don't see it taking people off Interstate 5. I just don't. And again, and this kind of goes back to what I was saying about how they have to fix mass transit in the cities first. You get to Los Angeles from here, and when you get to Los Angeles, you are stuck. One night when I worked at the ABC News Bureau down there, and it's not like the Bureau was way the hell out in Rancho Cucamonga or someplace. It was in Hollywood. And one night, the car was just in for repairs, and my son dropped me off in the morning. But in the evening, I said, you know what? Rather than you people driving out here, you people, my wife and son, rather than either of you, like my son had something going at school, and Rhoda had something going in her life, and I said, I'm going to take the bus. Now, growing up, you know, in New York, took the bus all the time. I'm going to take the bus. So I checked the MTA schedule in Los Angeles when the bus came down Talmadge Avenue, which is right outside, you know, the ABC studios there. And I stand there. And I stand there. And the first scheduled bus doesn't come. I'm not making this up. The second scheduled bus doesn't come. And when the third scheduled bus never showed up, I called and said, can you come over here? I'm going to walk over to the pie restaurant, and I'll sit there until you get there. And I would look out the window to see if a bus came by, and it never did.
Hear that? That's not your radio acting up. That's the sound of rain, something we've all forgotten about, but we'll be back all too soon. If you're like the rest of us, you've been putting off painting your home or fixing your leaky roof and windows because the weather's just been too nice. But that's about to change. So now it's time to call Armstrong. Foul weather can do really nasty stuff to your home, so don't play it fast and loose when it comes to protecting your most important asset. Get it done right by the company that has protected more than 30,000 Bay Area homes for the 42 years that it's been in business. And Armstrong does it all, from your roof to the paint at the bottom of your steps, and gives you the best warranty in the business and financing, too. So stop putting it off. Call the number that you've known for 40 years, 777-1234, from any area code, 777-1234, or go to armstrong1234.com. Do it once. Do it right. Call Armstrong.
Dear Tom, my fiancé and I went to the Shane Company recently, and I just wanted to say I had some of the best service I have ever experienced anywhere. The salesman helped us pick out a diamond, and he was so kind and helpful. He was also able to get the stone mounted while we waited, even when it was time to close the store. The jeweler who mounted the diamond stayed after closing to finish the job. Even the woman who checked us out was so nice and sweet. Your people made my fiancé's day. She was so happy when we walked out that night with her ring on. I just thought you would like to know how great the people are at the Shane Company. Sincerely, Darren Gibbons.
I'm Tom Shane, and thanks for writing, Darren.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Homeowners, while the uncertainties of the government bailout slowly trickle from Wall Street to Main Street, the Lucas Law Center is saving homes on your street. If you're falling behind on your payments, facing default or foreclosure, or feel like you were misled by your mortgage broker into a loan you cannot afford, the Lucas Law Center can help. After an extensive yet affordable forensic loan audit, the Lucas Law Center will identify all of the potential violations of the Truth in Lending and Real Estate Procedure Acts and use them as leverage to build a case against your lender to save your home. Their attorneys will negotiate directly with your lender to reduce your principal balance, lower your interest rates, forgive past due amounts, and get you a lower payment that you can afford. You simply can't do this alone. Call the experts at the Lucas Law Center now for a free confidential consultation at 800-331-8000. That's 800-331-8000. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 800-331-8000. That's 800-331-8000 or visit lucaslawcenter.com. Licensed by the State Bar of California.
Listener called Listener Services earlier and asked what would happen if something, God forbid, happened. You know, somebody, a presidential candidate died between now and the election or between the election and inauguration. What happens? Who gets to be president? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what I found out in the next hour, and we'll also check in with Vic Ratner, who is covering the McCain campaign. Let's go back to your calls and finish up on Prop 1A first, and we go to Roger in Martinez. Roger, welcome to KGL.
Hey, Gil.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Gil, I was looking at a map of the proposed route, and it looks like a lot of the route's going to simply run on the existing Union Pacific BNSF tracks. Is that right, or are they going to build?
No, they can't do that. It's probably the same right-of-way, which will save them money buying a property, but it can't run on the same track.
Okay, good, because I just took the wind out of my sails, because having ridden Amtrak a number of times and been pushed into sidetracks to let their high priority freight trains go by, I'm just thinking, if that's what they're going to do, then this whole thing's going to be a flop.
Oh, yeah. No. You'd never get up to the 200 miles an hour if you had to do that. No, this would have its own dedicated track. They're probably using a good deal of the right-of-way, because that will save them buying up a lot of land, but that would be about it.
Okay, well, thanks, Gil.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Neil in Dublin. Neil, welcome to KGL.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I just wanted to say that, I think there's a lot of uses of this train beyond just, normal people, just for the getaway or the weekend getaway kind of thing. I remember when I was in college, I used to want to go to L.A. a lot, and, this would have been something that would be really useful for that.
Yeah, it would be useful, but again, it depends on the cost. And again, even the hugely traveled Amtrak line that goes New York to Washington is $125. So when they're talking about $50 for this thing, I'm just thinking, how?
Well, I mean, again, like, they'll find the money to be able to do this. And I think one other thing I wanted to mention.
They're not going to find the money. We're going to give it to them.
Obviously, like, where somebody's going to have to give them the money. And I do believe that private investors will eventually be pretty, I think they'd be pretty excited about this. It definitely is the next generation of what's going to be going on in this country. There's too much other infrastructure that we'd have to build, like, if we wanted to go towards planes or highways or whatever. Rail is just something that's much more feasible, I think. If you look at the other countries around the world, I mean, that's the direction they're going. But one problem that you said that was could have been a problem was, you go there and there's nothing to, there's no way to get anywhere.
Yeah.
I believe that if you have, if you make it just like the airways, the airplane system, you can have rental cars there, and people can rent cars after they get there.
But that's why I said it's going to take business, yes, from the airlines. That's okay. So Southwest and Virgin America will go all, but that's why I say it's not going to take cars off the road. It's not going to take people off of Interstate 5, because a lot of those people are making that trip because they're thinking, oh, hell, I get to Los Angeles, I'm only going to have to rent a car because it's impossible to get around there anyhow. So they're going to take their cars no matter what.
If you're going to be saving, sometimes, a last-minute fare on Southwest could cost almost $300. If you're going to be saving, $250 on airfare, then I wouldn't mind necessarily renting a
that's
car.
That's a real last-minute fare. Actually, a last-minute fare. Oh, you're thinking round trip. Yeah, I guess round trip it could go to that amount. But you can do Virgin, and I shouldn't say this because who the hell wants to, let them buy the advertising. But you can do Virgin one way for $59. So, and that's even with fuel prices how they are right now. Javier in San Francisco, you get the last say on this thing this hour.
Yeah, thank you for taking my phone call. Two issues that I wanted to bring up. Number one, I can't believe the lack of foresight that we're having regarding this issue. Can you imagine if we would have thought the same way about BART in the late 60s? Where would we be right now trying to implement a underground system that, 5 years ago, even 10 years ago, with the population, how it's exploded?
But the thing is, I'm with you. I think we need more things like BART. I think we need extensions in the cities and suburbs where you've got this population density. I think we need much more mass transit.
Right,
and
we also need to be creative about, we can just quantify this.
Let me put it this way, though. Are you willing to pay the extra taxes? Let me give you that number again. $6.7 billion annually right now in principal and interest on the bonds that we've already passed.
Yeah, I don't think that the inner city people would, because we already have a pretty good system. But
we all have to pay this. Everybody has to pay this.
Can you imagine how they're going to jump all those properties along the valley where this thing is put in place?
Yep. I hear you. And they will. But I just don't think we can afford it. We'll get to the White House in a moment.
Right here is where my special delivery was everything I hoped it would be. And where their intensive care nursery smoothed out our daughter's rough start.
Right here is where their expert staff was prepared for every possibility.
And where I took my first breath right on time.
Right here is John Muir Health.
where leading-edge obstetrical and newborn care is providing happy endings for moms with high-risk pregnancies, where our full-time perinatologists guide moms every critical step of the way should their pregnancies turn high-risk, and where our neonatologists care for newborns in one of the area's most outstanding Level 3 neonatal intensive care units. And along with our comprehensive prenatal educational and support programs, an expert, compassionate staff makes you feel like family. Right now is the time to make sure your health plan includes us. Visit johnmuirhealth.com or call our Women's Health Center at 925-941-7900. John Muir Health. Extraordinary health care everywhere you turn.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio, so we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. As makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Just little headaches that coincidentally come on every time you have a couple drinks. Call it what you want, but with Drinkin' Mate, you don't need to get one. Just one fizzy tablet in a glass of water after a couple drinks lets the great-tasting guava leaf formula work while you sleep. When you wake up, no headache, no hangover. Look for the green box at a retailer near you or visit drinkinmate.com.
Planet Orange Termite. Orange, you glad you called?
The termite industry is going through dramatic changes, with new technologies and methods emerging to solve age-old problems. You may have heard conflicting views about orange oil, so we thought we'd set the record straight. Orange oil works. At Planet Orange Termite, we completely eradicate termites from your home or business safely and effectively. Period. At Planet Orange, we back our claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional warranty. No traditional termite company can match that. There's no tenting, and you don't have to leave your home. It's completely safe for kids and pets, and orange oil holds a generally regarded as safe classification from the EPA. Above all, it's just as effective as traditional methods. Some companies don't want you to know this. Ask yourself why. Call 1-877-ALL-NATURAL. That's 877-255-6288. The result is the same. The choice is yours. Go to planetorangetermite.com and schedule your free inspection.
Planet Orange Termite. Orange, you glad you called?
The countdown has begun to 10:30 at 10:30 on KGO News Talk 810.
College football is the best, and the Cal Golden Bears are my team. Roll on, you Bears! I bleed blue and gold. Have you seen that defensive hit or a Javid best run? I don't miss a minute. I love college football, and I love my Bears. I can't wait for Saturday. The Ducks from Oregon waddle into Berkeley to take on Cal. Make no mistake, when Oregon comes here, it's always a great game. Cal football, there's nothing like it. One game, and you'll be hooked like me. Come on, get your tickets now.
For tickets to any of the remaining home games, including the big game against Stanford, go to calbears.com or call 1-800-GO-BEARS.
Well, however you decide to vote on 1A, you've got a lot more information than you had 1 hour ago. Just vote is all we ask. Coming up, we will catch up on the presidential election. We'll check in with ABC's Vic Ratner, who is following John McCain around, and see how that strategy is going, and much more on KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 3:00.